What's up, y'all? Welcome to the X on the Beach after show. So we got Nerys that shows up, washes on the beach, and then her ex washes up right after that, and then Didi goes hard on Maya. It's going down next. Let's go. Let's get it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. Hey. We bitch gon' still sweat. Chanel flat, Chanel flat. Bitch gon' broke trying to get flat. I'ma pull up in the Porsche. Me and money married, no divorce.
Where's I like that? It's a party. It's always a party. Come on. Sensei, I can't look at you. I can't look at you the whole show. I can't.
Sensei's ready out in these streets. Look at her.
I feel like I'm going to. Yeah, anyway. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Lim Gonzalez. And is X on the Beach after show. You know how we get down. Next to me, she's looking really fly. Like I said, I don't know if I can contain myself, but you know what I'm saying. It's your girl, Sensei.
Hello, everyone. And I had to do an extra big shape tonight because it's about to get real.
It's about to go down. And you know, a resident messy expert, Messy Melodies in the building.
What up, everybody? The tea is exceptionally hot tonight.
Oh, yes, I know. I can't wait. You know, my A1 since day one. Filipino king himself, Mr. Nino Lanera.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy, Nino. I am so ready to talk, y'all. We have some special guests in the house, so I think we should get to it.
We do. It's guest time. It's guest time. It's guest time. It's guest time. Ladies and gentlemen, we got two for the price of one. But let me tell you, the beauty. I mean, it was ladies' night last night. You know, Malcolm was here. He was on it out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But fellas.
Yeah. Fella.
I mean, the fellas in the cyber universe. Uh-huh. I'm telling you, these women are beautiful. I looked at Didi when I talked to her and interviewed her on another one, and I was like mesmerized. Like, yes. Her eyes are like
mesmerized.
So, yo, I like literally forgot what I was going to say.
Surprise you're like, talking
I'm
right now, dog.
Man. But Didi's in the building.
Hey.
Yes, yes, yes. And of course, she was came in swinging,
man.
Like literally,
she came in hot
ready. Off the jet plane. It was crazy.
Right,
dropped off the beach.
Shout out Nerys to the
baby is in the building.
Hey.
Nerys is in the building. Yes, and shout out to that bathing suit.
Shout out to the bathing suit.
Yeah.
Yo.
Did you see how they had to, like,
I was like, yo.
How much double stick tape did that take?
Yeah. There was a lot of
bathing suits.
That was crazy. I was like, yo, I see what's going on. So, yeah, ladies, we're going to get right into it because, you know, y'all was late. So, but it's cool. Our fans were waiting, and they are ready for all the tea.
So
I want to start off right now with something that came up last week. So last week's episode, you know, you were kind of on the chopping block a little bit, right? And you kind of gave this little speech, and it wasn't really a speech. It was kind of directive, and you were like, yo, who put my name in there? What's really going on? Mm-hmm. Now, the way it aired, it looked like no one said anything.
Yeah.
Now, the word on the street was that there was some stuff that was said, and there was some back and forth. But then when the episode aired today that we saw, it looked like nothing was said again. So I need you to clarify. What went down back then?
Okay, so people did speak up. It was, of course, edited. I never went on social media. It was like, yeah, that's right. Nobody spoke up because that's not the facts. Jose spoke up and he explained why he was cutting me. And then Janelle spoke up as to why she was cutting me as well. You know, they said that they were just looking out for me. And like, you know, there was a previous argument that happened before that was not aired. It was between me and Malcolm or whatever. And they were just saying like, you know, like you learned a lot about Malcolm and the relationship. It's better for you to just, you know, take this out and like run with it, whatever. Maya did not speak up at the reunion, but she did speak up after that. That's how you guys see the argument after.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, editing is editing.
Right.
But if you ask me, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and tell you the truth. And that's what happened.
That's
like they spoke up.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
I mean, because I was wondering, I was like, I mean, you know, in the previous episodes, they're talking about how real they are. And then they edited it out. I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
Made them look real fraud.
Yeah. Like, really. But, I mean, it's good to know that there was some back and forth. But obviously, you didn't get cut. And you stayed there. And you know, Malcolm crushed you. You know, which was dope.
Y'all saw me crying. I was like, ooh. Yeah. Oh my God.
And that was a really dope moment, too, between you two.
Yeah.
You know, and he obviously elaborated when he was here about how that all went down. And you got some cool closure, you know, in regards to that. But yeah, I think it was dope. I think it was dope. But your girl showed up this episode.
Yeah.
And you had her back all the way.
Yes.
So I want to get into that fight with Maya. So you come into the house, right? The hot tub situation. That was crazy.
That was pretty intense.
Yeah, so that was started with when Maya comes and she was a little threatened.
Right. Well, real quick.
A little threatened.
Wait, first of all,
let's back up to the balcony scene.
Let's back up.
The balcony scene when there was five of them just waiting yes. up there waiting for y'all.
Oh my goodness. And so, I walked in the house. And they didn't see me walk in, but I walked in and they were like, oh, who's here? I'm like, I'm letting you guys know right now, these two exes are here to play no games.
Oh.
They're here to get for what they want, and you guys are going to go ahead, wait and see. So they decided to go upstairs and like stand on the balcony. And I'm looking at them, and I was like, y'all don't know Norice. I'm like, she going to look at you guys and be like, haha, no. Right. And she's going to keep it walking.
Right.
And that's exactly when Norice said, I'm like, guys, you could have just came downstairs, do the ritual that we do, like, hey, we ask the exes always three questions. I don't know when that started, but I mean,
they don't show it. Actually, they showed it in the last episode when Corey got there, and they're like, "Come on, sit in the hot seat."
Right.
So apparently, they were doing that to everybody.
Okay.
And for me, I got there, and they were all standing on the balcony, and I was like, "What the fuck?" And they all just stood there. They didn't say a word. They didn't say hi. They didn't. Mm. I walked in and I said hi. They were like,
"Right."
So I kept it pushing, and I walked downstairs, and then they don't show this, but Jose's like, oh no, like, come back upstairs, and I was like, you thought, they come downstairs, he's yelling, he's like, nah, we have a ritual that we do, and I said, okay, well, you can talk to me calmly, and he was like, nah, I'm Latino, this is how I talk, and I said, I'm Latina, so what's up?
Right.
So me and him got into it instantly, and then they were like, all right, well, let's put you in the hot seat. The hot seat was three stupid-ass questions. They asked, why are you here, which, genuinely, who's... It's none of your business except for my business and my ex. And do you cook and do you clean?
Really?
What? Oh. Those were their questions. That's what they were so pressed to ask me.
The hot seat.
The hot
seat. That was a lukewarm seat.
Well, this is my thing.
Agreed.
Dee Dee, with you. So, I mean, Maya came on super strong. I mean, it's clear that she was threatened a little bit. I mean, it's just odd to me. Like, did you really give her, like, anything for her to really press you this hard?
Dude, genuinely, it's because they don't show. What they don't show is me and Maya had a conversation.
Okay.
Like, when I walked into the house and
I... first got there.
Like, a calm conversation?
Huh?
Calm?
Yes.
Okay.
So, when I got into the house, I knew that her and Malcolm have hooked up. So, I went up to her and I was like, hey, you know, I just want to let you know, like, I don't want my ex-man. I'm really here, you know, to get my own type of closure. Mm. Like, whatever that may be, whether a friendship or a relationship, like, that's me. But I told her, I'm like, you can go ahead and do you, whatever. So we had a talk, and I thought things were fine. And then out of nowhere, things just spiraled, and I'm like, you know, it's not... Me when I get mad, I don't like to get mad. I don't like to be the person to fight. Like, if you swing at me, bet we're going to go ahead and fight. Like, if that's what it is, I'm going to go ahead and defend myself.
Right.
But if I can defend myself with my words and then remind myself, yo, just walk away, they're not worth it.
Yeah.
That's how I handle my situations. But it's like... I don't know where this all started, and I'm still confused as to how it all started. Like, I would understand if it was a situation with me and Reese where I tried to steal her man, but I didn't want to do that.
That was so calm.
Shout out to Are You the One, and actually, you successfully did.
You know, and this is the thing. I mean, even in Are You the One, I had a lot to say about both y'all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm going to say it because y'all are here. But, you know, seeing you guys in this other light, in this other season, it's
so
like
refreshing.
I'm seeing another side, which is really dope. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing kind of,
people,
you know,
grow.
Yes, exactly. Y'all.
I know, we were like, oh no, honey, we're not doing that again.
No, never, ever, ever.
She's like, what I do.
So I give props when props are needed. So that's what I'm saying.
Agree.
But yes, Maya.
Yeah.
But back, yeah, I'm still confused as much as you guys are.
So back to my original question, the hot tub situation, because that was crazy. Like, she literally was like a bulldog, like trying to, like, her ex is holding her back.
Nothing.
I mean, and I'm just like, and then a rubber ducky
situation. Rubber ducky situation.
Yo.
Who did that hit? Like, that hit you?
No, that hit her. No, she caught it.
Yeah.
She caught it.
Yeah.
She caught it. I was like, what the fuck? And I thought it was rubber ducky, and I'm looking at my chest and I'm bleeding. I'm like, oh, this shit was a thermometer. I'm
It was like a pool thermometer. Oh. So like, yeah. I literally thought it was a rubber ducky.
No, because it had a rubber ducky at the top, but the wire was at the bottom.
It was an actual thermometer.
Oh, that's kind of heavy, though.
Yeah.
So you got injured.
I mean, you know, I had a little cut, but it's
right. So was that just carryover? Because you said you had the conversation.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
obviously.
I guess, so the whole point, the whole reason why we fought at the jacuzzi was because I was talking about, you know, the fight that opened up the whole episode today. I was talking about what happened that day to, I think, someone in the kitchen. No, or I was telling Nerese. Mm-hmm. And I was telling her, like, yo, this happened last night. I was so confused. I'm like, she's saying I'm always going to be second best. I'm like, that makes no sense. Yeah. Whatever. So then she was like, oh, I heard you were saying this, this, and that. And I'm like, because I'm telling my friend the story, and that's exactly what happened. I'm not talking shit. I'm just telling what happened last night. Yeah. And then they just started getting crazy, and I'm like, and then Janelle started getting into it, and I'm like, Janelle, I'm not fighting with you. I'm fighting with you. It's between me and Maya. Like, I got nothing with you right now. Like, whatever. And then it was just two, and then she was like, uh-uh, you're not doing that. And I was like, ah!
Right. I mean, I thought it was funny that, like, Maya... But the thing was, is Maya knew every detail to your all season. So
she
was she a fan? Or, like, did Malcolm... Because I don't think Malcolm would have
spilled all that tea.
So did Jose. Yeah, right, they were, like, really going into detail. Like,
yeah, so can you...
And
can
I was like, right. But we all see
remember
that.
I had to take a picture because,
like,
I had to
make sure...
she's like,
I bet it's because so-and-so and so-and-so. So I was like, oh,
she
knows
Jose knew everything.
He had all the details.
He had all the tea with everything. And I'm like, how you know that? I mean, we don't even got our phones. How do you know this?
Right.
But no.
And I mean, was something really about to happen in that jacuzzi? Because me being a viewer, all I was seeing was splashing everywhere. Mm. Like, people really trying to hold each other back. I mean.
You didn't feel threatened at all.
Dude, I don't know. Like, I mean.
I'm going to say no. Because I was sitting right there. Like, if something was going to happen. Like, even afterwards, when she walked away, you saw, like.
It was super extra.
If you were going to do something for real, who's going to stop me to get out of the... Like, you're not going to stop me from getting out of the hot tub. Right. I'm going to go and I'm going to attack. But there was no real big reason to fight. So I feel like maybe they finally realized that mid-argument. And then
It was like, okay.
Well, Janelle seemed to calm down real quick after she was like, no, that's my best friend. And then it was a little bit more chill after that. You know what I mean? When you realize stuff, you kind of just backtrack on what you are about to do and think about it more. But I didn't see why? Why did that even happen?
I mean, I'm still asking why. And
it's still going on
It's
now.
Still going on.
Because I'm tuning into the live.
I'm tuning into the
live. And I saw
these fans, though.
Yeah. Talking about your guys' living situation. Do you guys want to touch on that real quick?
Oh, of course.
Sure.
I would love to. Would you?
Yeah, she called us homeless. And I just thought that was hilarious because I'm like, what does it have to do with you and why?
Right.
What does it have to do with anything? So, yeah, we were living in an Airbnb for the month because we wanted to... Actually, it was my idea because she wanted to wait till January till we had a place and everything. But I was like, no, let's get out there now. Let's just go there so we can actually look
talking
at the apartments.
Coming to LA.
Coming to LA. You know, let's go out there. How are we going to look at apartments if we don't live there?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so let's go get an Airbnb, which she was like, oh, you compare Airbnb prices. I mean, paying $2,500 for an Airbnb is not very cheap. So I was like, okay, bet. So we stay at the Airbnb and we're just trying to figure our shit out and, you know, grow from there. Just,
and not for nothing. Like,
there's always a building process. Like, right. I didn't know. Like why are you trying to hate on it? Like, I'm sorry. We're coming out here. We're trying to start, you know, a brand new foundation.
I don't see no problem with
that. You have to start from the bottom to get to the top. So
let's be real, though. You're about to transfer your life over somewhere else new and you got to get a place together. It's like moving to New York. It's hard to move to New York.
Like,
you gotta get a broker.
Like Tarashi, she made her speech about the motivational speech. Mm-hmm. She was like, I came to California with $700 mm-hmm. and a child.
And a child. And she slept
on the beach.
Still made it.
Mm-hmm. And she slept on the beach. So it's like, you can't try to bring us down
they're trying to hate the hustle.
We're just trying to, you know, succeed and accomplish our own goals and our own dreams.
Mm-hmm. Right. But why are you so worried? And I'm just confused as to why they're so fucking worried about our living situation. Like, why are you even worried about us at all in general? Like, I just don't get that.
Maybe she just still feels the way because you guys got her banned from the party.
Sorry about that at all because, like I said, listen, those are our friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't care what you say. Those are our friends and those are our family.
If someone talks shit to you guys in a group chat saying like, oh, drop a pin, we could fight, da da da.
For no reason.
And then your friends are hosting the party, we created, like, yeah, Joe and them created, but, you know, right. we're a part of it.
Right.
You're
right.
going to tell me that you want people that are going to bring back, like, to come.
Most no, definitely
like,
going to be like,
shit you talk shit exactly. about me. All right, so you don't get to come to the party.
And I will say it again, because I don't care how many times I have to say it. They think that it was only us two. It was not just us two. Malcolm did not want them there. Darian did not want them there. And I don't care what they say, and I don't care what's aired now. They did not want them there. And we have a house full of other people that know the real truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not only from us four that, that didn't want them there, genuinely, the rest of the house didn't care if they were there. Right. They literally were like, okay, let's uninvite them. And
I'm not tripping.
We're a family. Yeah. So they're like, okay, we care about you guys, and we care about all of us having fun as a family. We're not going to sit here and invite two people that are going to start problems. And then they showed up anyways. I don't know if they if that was... They showed up anyways.
Oh, no one knew. What? Didn't know that part. Didn't know that part.
They showed up anyways. Yes, they showed up anyways.
That part.
And what they didn't know is that we had security in front of the gate, in front of the front door, and once you got through the front door, there was security there,
too.
So
did they not
get in? They didn't even make it past the front gate.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay, Nareed.
So, yeah. I mean, to say that, you know, they're so, like, they're dragging our name through the mud, and we have... We're trying to keep really it, you know, keep our composure. Yeah. We're not saying anything negative about them.
Right.
But it's like, you're so, you have to, you're pressed at this point by us. I don't know why. I don't know what we did to, like, get to this point. But it's like, you still tried to come to the party. You still wanted to be a part of everything. But then they just keep talking shit.
I mean,
shit,
did this
like,
all start with Malcolm?
I really don't think it started with Malcolm.
Was it really just pure? I mean.
I feel, I genuinely don't even know how or what caused it, but it instantly started like the moment I walked into the house, I already felt the hate.
Yeah.
And they didn't even know me from a hole in the wall. And we already followed each other on social media, so walking into the house, I thought, well, we're about to be cool. I don't know them, but I think we're gonna be cool. But as soon as I got there, everybody's energy was so off, and I was like, well, shit, this is not the Are You the One house, and this is completely different.
You know, maybe Janelle was trying to turn it into Bad Girls Club or something.
Something. And because this is airing,
I don't know.
Because obviously this happened months ago, but because it's airing, it all brings it back. So then, you know,
I feel like I learned a lot from Are You the One, and I learned, you know, that when I'm watching it on TV, I'm just like, why am I going to get remad? Like, this did happen months ago.
And we always have to think about the editing.
Like,
that's why we have y'all on here, because we want to know. Right?
Exactly. So it's just like now coming into the show, I'm like, all right, this happened a while ago. Like, I know you guys talk shit about me, but that happened. Like, that's fine. Like, it's fine with me just because I'm like, you guys are not going to get the reaction that you want. Like, I'm not going to go on social media and talk shit on your name. That's not. I have other shit to worry
genuinely
about right now.
Even, okay, so, I mean, I'll be real. Like, even during the show, after the show, I genuinely really did like Maya. Even, there's no, like, I have no reason to not like her.
Yeah.
But all the drama that keeps being brought, that's what's making me not like her. But beforehand, I liked her. I'm still confused as to where all the beef has come from.
Got it.
Did you guys see what Diddy posted on his Instagram? He put, I'm not arguing in 2019. I'm sending okay and going about my life.
Thank you.
Imagine if people were to do that. I mean, that's not reality TV, but imagine if people were to do that. World peace will come a lot sooner.
Exactly. Well,
let's switch gears here. Our fans definitely have some questions. We have Joseph asking, did being on the show them why their ex-boyfriends are ex-boyfriends, or did they want to reconnect with their exes after being on the show?
I don't know if that would...
And y'all share an ex, so this is going to be
interesting. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it... I don't know. I feel like...
I realize... Because I feel like if we answer... It might be, like, a spoiler.
Well, we don't want you to spoil. I mean if it's going to be air.
I mean, but with... Being in the house, it definitely teaches you why they're your ex, but it also teaches you that you
can And it also, like, teaches you about other people's relationships. It's like when, you know, you're living in a house with all these other singles, and, you know, their exes come, and it's like, all right, do I want that in my future relationship? Like... But you don't tolerate that. That should never happen. We should handle things like that. Like,
So for me, I had two exes in the house. And I will say, I thank the ex on the beach house for sure, because as you could see how hot and heavy, like how hot the argument was between me and Nelson.
About to get into
if it was, if it wasn't for the ex on the beach house, we would have never been able to talk. We would never be able to, you know,
get your closure,
you know, get our closure or even understand each other's point of view.
before we get into that, I do want to ask, though, like, how did it feel, like, you know, seeing Nerys and Malcolm reconnecting after, like, you and Malcolm kind of had a really sweet conversation, you know, in room? Like, well, you know, I'm just wondering,
that clip was to the max. Like, they were talking about friendship.
Even Malcolm said it last week, though. He said that it was more of a friend situation than a romantic situation, right?
No, it definitely was. You know, I generally did ask him, like, hey, what did I do in the house for me, you know, to be number two? Whatever. But, I mean, seeing them rekindle things, I'm just like, I decided to take Malcolm back after the show. I got my second chance.
Right.
That didn't work out for me. If she wanted to go ahead and do that, I was going to be here to, if he fucks up, I'm your shoulders to cry on. I didn't know if seeing them, like, is that going to bring back feelings for me? Mm-hmm. Like, no, dude, you can't do that. But I'm like, girl, this is your time. This is your second chance to do what you got to do. I've already done that. And I just wouldn't
go through it. You see, and for, Malcolm and I, we never got to date or anything outside of the Are You the One house, so we never got to see, like, really if it could have been anything. We never tried again. We never really. So I was like, why not? This is the perfect opportunity. You know,
we're gonna be being an Are You the One. Yeah, it's like being just like not having another girl get in between it.
Exactly. So I was like. But even like when I got there, I was like,
"It's a sequel, y'all."
They don't show it, but I definitely was like, "All right, are you and Maya like a thing?" Thing he's like, "No, we just made out." I don't know. They did show that, but I was like, "Okay, so." And then as soon as I got there, it was like, "Okay, that was cut off." I was like, "All right, cool." So now we think.
Did they show that they made out? I don't remember.
Yeah,
at this point, not at this point.
They made out on the first episode,
right? Right.
Where they was, and then that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
So.
Let's get into the your ex situation. So literally, which is crazy because you kind of
know this tea.
The top of the episode, you roll in off the beach, and then you literally have an ex coming in the same episode. What was the time frame in between that? Like a day?
Two days.
So 2 days later, you're out there. You don't even know what that's. You're like, what's that sound?
I didn't even know. Did you hear me? I was like, what is that sound? Did you see my outfit? I was not prepared to go to the beach.
Right.
I was so mad. I was like, you guys didn't tell me I could have worn anything.
So you get out there, and then one of the ex comes for Corey, and then
it was only Nelson.
No, that's right. Sorry, that was at the beginning. Sorry, I'm mixing it. So only Nelson shows up. He comes up, and then literally you guys are going at it like right away.
And I was trying so hard, like everything in me, because.
Because you were quiet at first.
Especially in the beginning,
I was like, Romeo, I plead the fifth. I don't want to talk about it. Yeah. Like, I'm good, you know? At first, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to ignore him. I'm not going to give him the time of day. When we get into the house, I'm just going to ignore him. And then he was like, oh, you guys may know me because she dragged my name through the mud. And I was like, excuse the fuck out of... No, you did that. Like, and... Yeah.
I was not expecting Nelson to just come up out the water and just really start going at you.
That's what I was like, listen, they showed that me having that conversation prior to the episode, and I was like, whoever's coming out of that water,
it's gotta be Nelson.
It's gonna be Nelson, and he's not coming here for a good reason, because he actually had told people before before filming and everything, that he said that if he went on X on the Beach, he was going in there to go ruin my life.
Right.
Which he said. And so, you know, knowing that, I was like, all right, bet. But I genuinely didn't think he was coming on the beach that day because I knew some prior information that he was out of the country. And he was out of the country.
Gotcha.
But he flew back.
Stop it.
But he flew back. Just and to come. Yeah, 2 days later. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Wow. I thought he was at the country. Last I checked, he was not even here.
Yeah, sneaky.
Wait, so he made it seem like you guys weren't dating. You guys were just...
Apparently I was just the fuck. That was nice.
So was this
nice
when Kaylee was still on the challenge?
No, okay, so...
Yeah,
it was hard. Okay, I
can
give you guys kind of like a timeline. What happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the breakdown?
Let me break it down. After Are You the One, it's kind of messy. After Are You the One, he slid the DMs. We started talking randomly. It was and we got close. We were not official. Even I said it on my reunion. I was like, we were casually dating. We were casually dating. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it was a little deeper than that. You know, we were like a thing, but without being a thing. Mm-hmm. And then he left to go filming the challenge. I forget which one that was, but he left to film the challenge. He called me from the challenge house, told me he was lonely. He felt alone in the house. And, you know, being the fact that he put my name down and my number down for the challenge producers. Like, I was one of the few people that you could call. That definitely shows that you care, correct?
Right.
So for me, I was thinking like, okay, great. Like, you know, we're good. I'm waiting for him to come back. He gets back from the show. First thing he tells me was like, hey, just so you know, I met someone on the show, but it was all producer enforced. So I was like, and I have the text messages still to prove it.
We love receipts here.
Exactly. I keep them all. And so I was like, okay, are we still cool? Like, what's going on? He was like, she lives in a different country. Like, no worries, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, cool. So I figured me and him were still cool. Then the show airs, and I realized that it was a lot more than what he had said. And it was not producer enforced. But at that point, by the time the show aired, me and him had already cut things off. We hadn't even been, like, a thing. Because, like I said, we weren't never in a relationship. We were barely, like, together. It was, I don't know. But then we go months and months blocked. I have him blocked since – I have him blocked from, like, February till whenever we hooked up. I think it might have been May. And so we randomly ran into each other at a club, and I don't speak to him. He finally, you know, keeps trying. We talk. We end up going back to our friend's house and spending the night together. And I asked him before he even came back. I was like, are you dating someone? Are you in a relationship? Like, let me know before you come back. He's like, no, I'm single. I said, okay. Stays the next day. The next day he was trying to stay and ended up leaving, whatever. Then I get a DM that same day from the one that was posted. And she was like, hey, I just want to know if you know anything about Nelson being unfaithful, because we are in a relationship and I'm flying out there tomorrow to the States. Mind you, she lives in London. Right. I'm like, I'm flying out there to the States to go be with him. I'm reading this because I'm like, fuck, I've had you blocked for months. You put me back in your little trap, and I ask you if you're single, if you're taken, and you say you're single, but she's saying you're in a relationship. And I've just been through so much bullshit after, like, you know, getting cheated on beforehand, then getting cheated on Are You the One, then dealing with him as the next guy. I was like, I can't deal with this shit no more. And I was like, and I've already been there. I'd rather have the truth than not. So I told her the truth. I answered her back. I said, hey, just want to let you know, we ran into a club yesterday. Was not planned. One thing led to the next. Sorry, we hooked up. And then me and her continued to talk. She was giving me a lot of tea on their relationship. And that's what happened. He called me. He hated me after that. And then next time we saw each other was on X on the Beach.
Okay. And she hit you up, like, directly after y'all hooked up? Or was it?
This was literally, he left that day. Boom. She texted me.
How did she know to hit you up?
She DM'd me that next day.
That she knew to hit you.
She probably just had a hunch. She had a hunch. And then she actually was, she sent me text messages that while he was with me, he actually was texting her being like, I love you and shit like that. And I was like, okay, you were texting her while you were with me telling her that you loved her, but you told me you were single. And that's what bothered me. You know what I mean? I didn't care because I wasn't looking for a relationship. Me and him had a friendship. Like, actually, not even. At that point, we weren't even speaking. So we really had nothing. It was just sex that night. And it was just the fact that he lied. And I was like, okay, well, you lied. And I've been there. So fuck you. I'm going to tell her the truth because she deserves it. Especially if she almost bought her. She had a flight to come to the States. I said, honey, save it. Stay in
the
States.
Did she not come?
She did not come.
Wow.
So that was the tea on that. And
I'm tired, y'all.
Yeah. Nareen, you have a type.
Do you?
Yeah, the fuck boy.
Dee's like, she does.
No, not anymore. I changed my type.
She's like, it's 2019. I'm a new person.
2019. Changed my type. I'm going for the good boys.
There you go.
Go for some more regulars. Then that way you can just be the queen.
Regular guys.
No, I need a king. Like, if I'm going to be a queen, I need a
king. He can be a regular king.
Not like a basic dude.
Like a king, but not like,
maybe not in the industry or even maybe in the industry but not reality TV.
No, exactly. I'm staying away from
just
reality
TV. Just no F-boy.
Behind the camera.
Behind the camera. Right, with that money.
I mean.
I think it's a good segue to get into news and gossip.
Let's do that
right now.
What's been news and gossip? About 5
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, here we go.
Keep this really short and let the ladies piggyback off this. So word on the street, y'all, is that during filming, you two made a trip to Planned Parenthood.
Oh.
What the fuck?
What?
Yeah. What? Where is this rumor coming from?
All over
Planned
the internet.
Parenthood?
Yeah.
Planned
during
Parenthood?
During filming.
What?
During filming.
Well, I mean, I would love to know how I could go to Planned Parenthood when, I mean, up to this point, I haven't had sex, so.
Where is this on the blog?
So, I mean, I don't know. Like, maybe by the end of the season, does Didi have sex? Does she not? Who knows? But if she doesn't, how's she going to go to Plan Mayor or Paque? Paque. Paque. My invisible baby? What? Get out of here. I am so dead.
Yeah. Done. So we can say that that's coming. That's 100% false.
False.
All right.
Fans web. Are crazy, y'all.
Squash it.
I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I hear the craziest shit about myself, though. Yeah. So I'm not surprised.
Yeah. That was the craziest thing I heard. So.
Was there anything else? That was it.
No. That was it.
Oh, come on. Okay. I need something else.
It's like I want to cut to like a replay of all the faces.
On the beach, baby.
What? Shit. There's so many gifts that can be made out of this episode right here.
I know.
That's a major.
Right. Like, that was a really big one. Shout out to whoever made up that rumor.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Very clever.
That's crazy. Do we have any more questions from
this chat? Yeah.
Let's go. I mean, there is. I mean, the there are people talking about.
For Didi?
The one about Kenya?
Yeah.
A lot of the fans in here want to ask, like, the beef between you and Kenya. And, I mean, because they did talk about it on their season of Are You the One. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you wanted to clear anything up about that.
I don't think there's any beef between me and Kenya. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't... I've seen her in person, mm-hmm. but that's about it. Like... Mm-hmm.
See, that's y'all be in here lying.
They, like, the fans do the most. And, like, they will lie. Like, I could be right here with you, and they'll write in your live and be like, oh, Nerys said this about you 5 minutes ago. And I'm like, the fuck?
And then they also wanted to know about Morgan. I guess Morgan, like, unfollowed both of you. Like, did you guys talk to Morgan at all? Like, I know she was...
I didn't even notice that she unfollowed me.
Yeah.
Somebody said that, and then somebody asked if they unfollowed you or...
No, because I still follow her. So, I mean, if she unfollowed me, then I guess that's news to me.
Okay.
I blocked her.
All right, chat. I'm gonna need your receipts, chat.
Wait, Morgan.
Do you know who Morgan is?
I'm confused. Wait.
Oh, you're thinking about Are You the One?
Yeah, no, it's Are You the One. I was like, that's news to me. Because you were just talking about Are You the One. So I was like, wait, that's news to me. I was like, what?
No, let's not get your house mixed up.
Oh, no. Oh, you're talking about Morgan from X on the Beach. No, we blocked her.
Yeah. So the only reason as to why, like, I loved Morgan. Like, Morgan, she's cool. You know, like, we were cool, right? On New Year's, whatever.
Right, she was at the party.
Yes.
Okay.
So when I got receipts sent to me about Maya's live, honestly, if you're my friend, if someone is talking shit about me, don't go in the live and be like, ooh, no.
It was right at the part where they were talking shit about Didi, and then she, like she wasn't even in the live. She went out of her way to put herself in the fucking live. Oh. Like, so I was, ooh, you heard that? No, bitch. Sit your fucking ass down.
I was just so we bought her. I was like, damn, Morgan, like, I really thought we were cool. You know, like, all right, you have Maya and Janelle talking about me. Those are two girls that don't like me, but that's fine. But if I'm not involved in drama, I'm not going to go ahead and insert myself like, So I took that to offense and I was
I just didn't like it because I blocked her because I just thought that was very fake because we talked about the situation on New Year's. She was like, I hate that all this is going on in the group chat. It's really pathetic. It's embarrassing. But you say all this like if you're not like... she's choosing sides between, Maya and Janelle and us two. But she was just saying, it was embarrassing, blah, blah. So I figured, you're grown. You're above that.
Yeah.
So then when you see them in the live, it's like, why insert yourself in that?
And
just
especially
to be petty.
On a topic where someone is talking about my vagina.
Like, it's like, come on, you can be better than that. And we thought you were better than that when you proved us otherwise.
Vagina. So let me tell you, I memorized that line.
She said
I memorized that line.
I know that one by heart.
Replay, I'm like, oh, okay, bet.
Why are they going that far?
So on the live, Maya goes, she's saying that, she goes, oh, I could spill the tea on their homeless. You know, they're staying at an Airbnb. I could spill the tea on how Didi's pussy stinks, da da da. And I'm like,
I saw that.
What?
And she, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, it's just Nerys, I was shaking. Yeah. I was shaking because I'm like, Deandra, do you want to go ahead and just retaliate on social media and be like, oh, F this, F that, or just, take it back and just be like, bet. Like, for a girl that had, despite all the drama that we're having right now, I have gone through the shit where my ex-boyfriend has talked shit about my vagina in high school. And I hated that. Like, I hate that feeling.
Right.
So it's like, I had your back in the house because I stood up for what was right.
Right.
And then you're going to go on social media and talk shit about my vagina. I tell my mom goes, did she eat you out? Like, how she
And I was like,
Well, she did exactly what Kareem did to her.
Right? Yeah. So I was so confused. I'm like, damn, Maya, like, you really went that like, come on. Like, it's 2019. Yeah. Like, us women should be doing better. Yeah. Right. And I'm not going to go on social media and talk about her because it's like, I'm not, that's not, that's not me as a person. I'm
You don't want to take that higher road. It's all good.
Right.
You know, you know, if you want reality TV just to be a stop for you and you want more and more, you know what I mean? Just take the higher road.
Oh, but the original goal has, reality TV is great. Don't get me wrong. The best thing I love about it is that I could just be me and Ben and being recorded. Mm-hmm. But I want my own talk show. I want to be a TV host. Like,
she wants to be where you guys are.
I told Lam, I'm like, Lam, what's up? You need a host? Yes. Like, come on, let me start training.
Right.
You know, there's so much more to me that I want to go ahead and pursue. And
do it, girl. Just do it. You're out here.
I'm not with the drama, man. Yeah. It's not me.
You're out here in the mix now. Yes. You know, it's all about connections. It's all about just putting in your work.
2019, you going to be out.
Yay. I like that vibe.
Yeah. Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that has been our show.
Yes.
Time is up. We want to thank everyone for joining us. Shout out to our guests. Hey. Holding it down.
Thank you, ladies.
Spilling all the tea.
Thank you for having us.
Setting the record straight. Yes. Always. Yes. Always.
I know it was Shaboy, a lot.
Shaboy Lim Gonzalez. You can find me everywhere at Lim Gonzalez. And make sure you check out my website, stayonthemic.com, for what's going down. Sensei, where you at?
Yes. Y'all know to follow me at Sensei Don't Play.
You guys, check me out everywhere at Melody_Rose.
And y'all, it's your boy Nino. You can check me out at Nino Lanera on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff.
Deandra, tell the fans where they can find you.
You guys can follow me on Instagram at DeandraDelgado_. And you know what? Yeah, that's it.
And you guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Nerese K. Mateo. And that's me.
And that's it.
And if you're single and you're cute and you're tall,
them eyes, I'm telling you. Them, like you will be mesmerized. I'm telling you.
You don't want
she wasn't ready for that.
I'm telling you.
I need you to be tall, maybe Dominican, and have money.
She said tall, Dominican, have money. Until next week, we'll see you. Peace.
Bye.
Deuces, y'all.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.